play that we do. Oh. And we recruit kids from the breakfast to be in the play.
Okay.
Have a certain group, and I coach them, and we have a sing-along right before the play. The kids also do cookie decorating. I mean, this event has lots of little facets to it. It's a lot of memories.
And it's not the typical kid cookie decorating. We have sprinkles galore.
Icing, sprinkles. I mean, you should see what those kids do with those cookies. They have a ball.
Sounds so great. 9, 11, and 1, December 1st and 2nd. People have to go online and get themselves registered for $20 a person.
Correct.
And it's CurtisOrchard.com.
And I would hurry. It is filling up.
Okay.
Scorecard.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A new deal with our neighbors to the north and south. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Trump just signed off on it at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Also there is our own Fox's John Decker.
In the past hour, the president, joined by his counterparts from Mexico and Canada, signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which, if ratified by Congress, would replace NAFTA.
In the United States, the new trade pact will support high-paying manufacturing jobs and promote greater access for American exports across the range of sectors, including our farming, manufacturing, and service industries.
Next on the president's schedule, a bilateral with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and a meeting with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. A planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin was called off yesterday over escalating tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Chris?
John, the president's former campaign manager will not be in court today, but his lawyers will for a hearing to set a sentencing date. Here's Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, Paul Manafort may get a glimpse of his future today as his attorneys return to court here in Washington, days after special counsel Robert Mueller tossed out his plea deal in the Russia probe, claiming he'd been lying to investigators. The former Trump campaign chairman denies that, but his lawyers are requesting a sentencing date. The 69-year-old already faces a lengthy prison term after pleading guilty to tax evasion and bank fraud charges. This as questions arise over whether President Trump will pardon Manafort. Chris?
Rachel, thank you. Up to 500 million guests of Starwood hotels have had personal information compromised by a data breach going back to 2014 through this September. That information may include credit card, passport, and phone numbers, addresses, and other personal information. People affected should start getting emails about it today, and there's a website and a call center set up for anybody with questions. Marriott owns Starwood. Its stock is down today. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high-commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Three people are reported killed with eight hurt in Campo, California. The pickup truck they were all in hit a spike strip, crashed, and rolled over during a chase with Border Patrol agents near the Mexican border. Some victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme are getting money back.
It may seem like a drop in the bucket compared to the estimated $65 billion wiped out in Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme, but the Department of Justice is handing out $695 million to more than 27,000 victims around the world. This is one of several installments of payouts from the Madoff Victim Fund, which comes from money forfeited to the government. More is expected to be doled out in the coming years as victims from 136 countries try to recoup their losses. Meanwhile, Madoff sits in prison convicted on several federal felonies and sentenced to 150 years. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Newly discovered music manuscripts are shining a light on songs performed in World War II death camps.
University of Michigan music theory professor Patricia Hall has uncovered music arranged and performed by prisoners in concentration camps. She says the surprising thing about the manuscripts was that the songs were upbeat and had titles that translated to The Most Beautiful Time of Life and Sing a Song When You're Sad, among others. Hall has identified two of the three arrangers as Polish political prisoners. The music is set to be performed by the university's Contemporary Directions Ensemble today during a free concert, the first time it's been performed since the war. The recording will become part of the Auschwitz-Birkenau Museum. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Her publisher announced today that Michelle Obama's book, Becoming, has sold 2 million copies in its first 15 days out, counting hardcover, electronic, and audiobooks. That's way faster sales than recent books by Hillary Clinton or former Presidents Clinton or George W. Bush. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Friday for expert window repair and replacement for windshields, windows in your car, truck, or van. It is American Eagle Auto Glass. They'll do the job right the first time. Go see Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A reminder that a new law taking effect in Illinois in January will require parents to put their kids in rear-facing car seats until the age of 2. Every person driving a child under age 8 is responsible for properly securing the child. Restraints must be provided by parents or guardians. No one was hurt after a house fire in North Champaign. The fire broke out mid-morning at 1308 North Harris Avenue. Two people were displaced in the fire. The home was a one-story fire. Firefighters were able to contain the fire to the one bedroom it started in. The News Gazette says smoke damage was heavy throughout the home. No injuries in a fire that broke out at a single-story home in southeast Urbana. A fully involved fire was coming from the home's garage when crews got there. Investigators are still investigating the cause of that fire. The News Gazette says a man, woman, and two dogs were there at the time. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield that causes it to chip, don't worry. American Eagle Auto Glass can fix that for only $50. $50! American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring that they do it the right way and the safe way. And at American Eagle Auto Glass, you're not just a number. You're their customer. Located in Champaign and Danville. For more information, go to AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. Here's your weather for the weekend, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. Located on Cunningham and Urbana, also Village at the Crossing in Champaign. Call them, 367-ROSE or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. A little bit of fog in our sunrise this morning. Today's high, 43. We've got a few clouds and showers that could come our way late tonight with a low 38. Up to around 65 tomorrow now. 100% chance of showers, though. Maybe some fog and a 60% chance of rain on Saturday night with a low 44. Up to 48 on Sunday. Partly cloudy, down to 34 in the evening. Not a bad weekend ahead. Right now we're at 28. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we've got volleyball tonight. That's the best thing on University of Illinois campus athletics going right now. It's Illinois volleyball tonight, and I think if not sold out, it's... Is it sold out? It might be sold out. It might be sold. Anyway.
They were doing single tickets yesterday.
Okay, so you're talking about if you can get in, good luck.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise... It's 7 o'clock tonight, and the place at Huff will be rocking. And then if we win, we play tomorrow to move on to the next round, which we could host as well.
That's right.
So there you go. Chris Thomas doing a heck of a job, continuing the tradition that we've had here on this campus with excellent volleyball. So good luck to them. Illinois basketball on the road, playing Nebraska Sunday afternoon at 4. I'll be the Philo Christmas tree lighting.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
But, you know, that's for 20 minutes or so, right?
Yeah, I go down there. They have cookies and things like that that I don't really
eat.
Lots
of caroling.
Yeah, I lead songs. Mom asked me to do that. So.
Do you hand out sheets or do people know the lyrics?
We generally hand them out. Little crutch there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good.
Betty used to do the same thing at St. Pat's.
There you go. I'm in good company. But, yeah, we'll do that. But I'll catch most of that ball game. And we'll have our hands full at Nebraska. They're a veteran team and they're good. Illinois is going to be, oh, we won, or, oh, we lost. Kind of a record is going to be kind of hard, I think. But we're going to get glimpses of great.
and going to have to be patient as we have been in football. So it's all, we hope, pointing up. The arrows are up, but certainly sky high for the volleyball team because they could win a national title.
So odd for our basketball to be in the Big Ten season. I mean, really, here we are the end of November, Michigan and Rutgers tonight, and Wisconsin and Iowa.
Yeah, it's just how it plays out because they're playing more conference games, and it's not a Big Ten, it's a Big 14, which has kind of messed up the whole routine as well. All right, we're going to call Argentina. Stand by, John Decker, live in Buenos Aires this morning, where I think it's 2 hours ahead of me. I can't remember. It's not much different. It's an hour or two. And he is following the president, and I want to know if he got to fly on Air Force One, because that's as cool as it gets, I think. I don't know. Maybe he had to fly commercial, which we'd probably have to, go through Dallas to fly into Buenos Aires. Long flight. You know, Miami to Buenos Aires is 10 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 10 after. John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press row.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
He is not at the White House.
The truth
he is in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Did you get to fly on Air Force One?
No, I flew on American Airlines Great Flight through Dallas, Texas, and it's a long flight, let me tell you. But I got here yesterday morning, and it's a beautiful day here in Buenos Aires. Sunny skies. I think it's going to get up to 75 today. There's a lot on the president's agenda. Just moments ago, the president signed, Stevie, the U.S. Mexico-Canada agreement, more than a year in the making. This is the first high-profile thing the president's done here at the G20 summit. I'll next meet in about 2 hours or so with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. That planned bilateral, Stevie, the president was going to have with Russian President Vladimir Putin is off. That was called off yesterday because of those escalating tensions between Ukraine and Russia. But the president's going to have a very high-profile working dinner with the Chinese President Xi Jinping, trying to come to some sort of truce as it relates to the trade tensions between the U.S. and China.
And the news out of China is that this trade thing is hurting them. Is it not? Their economy is not so good.
It is. It's hurting them really bad. I've heard this from very senior Chinese officials in Washington. They would very much like to come to some sort of agreement, some sort of truce with the U.S. And I think the president and President Xi Jinping are going to come to some sort of maybe an agreement to have an agreement and have some sort of truce put in place. The president may be saying, I think, Stevie, that, hey, we're going to put our future plans to impose more tariffs on China on hold while we try to, you know, come to some sort of solution on a number of trade issues that the U.S. has with China right now.
The USMCA, that you were there for that, does this have to get ratified by the new Congress?
It does. So it will be up to the new Congress, which, of course, come January, will be on the House side, controlled by Democrats. There's no certainty that this deal is going to get ratified by the U.S. Congress, and it also, by the way, needs to get ratified by the legislatures of both Mexico and Canada. So it's not a done deal yet. It doesn't take effect yet. It only takes effect once it's been ratified by all three countries' legislatures, and that's not a certainty in, by any stretch of the imagination, Stevie.
Okay, your schedule. How long are you in Argentina, John Decker?
Well, altogether, I will be here 4 days, four nights, and last night had a great steak dinner with some Malbec, and that's what you have when you're in Buenos Aires, Argentina, so I just did what everyone else does, and I can't go wrong here, Stevie, that's for sure. The weather, it's almost
awesome.
Summer, and the food. But, you know, working hard, obviously, a lot on the president's agenda, long day yesterday, long day today, and tomorrow as well. And then head back to Washington very late on Sunday night. So I'll be back in Washington on Monday afternoon.
I think it's like 10 hours from Buenos Aires to Miami. It's a long way down there, man. It really is.
You got that right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I fly through Miami on the way back, and then it's 2.5 hours from Miami back to D.C. So, yeah, but I'm focused on the here and now, Stevie.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm here in Buenos Aires. I'm not thinking about how long it takes me to get back right
Hey, listen, you're doing a great job. If you're in Argentina with the president, good work, John. We appreciate you. We'll call you next week, my friend.
I look forward to it. You have a great day, a good weekend, Stevie, and I'll talk to you next week from the White House.
You got it. John Decker live from Buenos Aires, ESPN 93.5. Sports headlines coming up.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. You can now get at least 25% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our cyber sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental are very thankful to help, heal, and service families all throughout East Central Illinois. And that's why in the month of November, they're celebrating and giving thanks by giving back to folks who work hard every day to make our community great. Throughout the month of November, West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental will give anyone who comes in the office for treatment a $50 credit, or if no treatment is needed, a free fluoride treatment. If you're a public or government employee, teacher, or employed by a local school district, you're eligible for this offer. You work in law enforcement or support those who do? Are you employed by a local area hospital or a first responder? Then you're eligible as well. Take advantage of this offer today. In-office treatment with a $50 credit, or if no treatment is needed, a free fluoride treatment. Find out if you're eligible by calling 607-1292. Call 607-1292 to see if you're eligible for this offer. And thanks for making East Central Illinois great. From your friends at West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental in Urbana, Champaign, and Rantoul.
Turkey here, and once again, I am boycotting Thanksgiving. Can you humans enjoy something else other than turkey in November? We see you eyeballing us right about this time each year, and every year I lose tons of friends. For the love of God, we need a break. Serve up like a Thanksgiving pizza from Rosati's in Urbana. People like pizza, right?
While we know you'll most likely be eating turkey on Thanksgiving, Rosati's Pizza would like to give thanks to all our loyal customers who visit us each week throughout the year. Stop by Rosati's Pizza at 701 South Gregory in Urbana or online at myrosati's.com.
No turkey.
Here we go! Sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
All a buzz in Illini Nation is this NCAA tournament beginning at Huff. In the first round, we've got Dayton and Louisville at 4, Illinois and Eastern Michigan at 7. Go Illini! Speaking of the Big Ten, we've got games tonight with Michigan State and Rutgers, Wisconsin and Iowa. Minnesota will take on Oklahoma State. Our Illini in action against Nebraska at 4, but at least it's December when we play.
Yeah.
Seems so unusual at the end of November to have these games going on. In basketball last night, NBA action had the LA Lakers over the Pacers 104-96. Detroit and the Bulls will be going at it tonight. Winnipeg beat the Blackhawks 6-5 yesterday. A hat trick involved in that game. St. Louis Blues at Colorado tonight. Just reading about the Cowboys and their win over your Saints 13-10.
Was that last night?
But the Saints were 10-2.
What?
So
I didn't know they even played.
Huh. College football tonight, number 17 Utah, number 10 Washington in Seattle. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, it was a grueling game for the New Orleans Saints. But maybe, you know, this will re-energize it. Dallas, it was just one of those football games we've all been through with our teams playing another team, and it feels like the opponent has 12 or 13 on defense. I mean, Dallas played great. It kicked their butt. It really did. And this, you know, the NFL and officiating, it is just so difficult. I don't understand some of the calls, and when it's a close game, that generally comes up. But you can call pass interference or holding on virtually every play. I mean, it's just like there's a play you call, yeah, I kind of hooked him. He did it on the last play, too. So, they got a problem with officiating in the NFL, I think. I'll have to ask Coach Ditka when we get it back. By the way, I'm going to call Johnny in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And Coach is at tests this morning.
Okay.
He won't be on, but might be on in a week.
Okay.
Well,
I know he doesn't like to sit around.
No. And you know what? He's in it. It's a real struggle, in all seriousness, a real struggle when Coach Mike Ditka can't go golfing or swim or do anything active because he's just an active guy.
Right.
And at 79, he's not a good sitter hanging out. So we'll talk with Johnny briefly coming up bottom of the hour.
By the way, the Bears at New York to take on the Giants, and Indy is in Jacksonville.
And Bears are 8-3, so they're real deal of serious contenders this year. Here's your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 46, down to 37, partly cloudy today, chance of showers overnight and into Saturday's forecast. High 62, down to 42. 48 the high on Sunday at this point, down to around 33 with some clouds. Back to work Monday with a high 37. Right now, 29. ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Well, with the mild comes fun at Country Arbors. We're going to call Shane Coulter in a moment. He's got a big day tomorrow. You see Santa Claus and, good news, bring the kids and the dogs.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Pets are welcome.
You bet. We'll talk about that next. ESPN 93.5, our law enforcement official of the month, Dwayne Rolfe, coming up as well after 8. It's 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, you may have a hard time finding the hot toys of the holiday season. The New York Post says Hot Wheels cars and Jurassic World action figures, among the most popular toys this season, are already in short supply at Walmart. It's the first Christmas without Toys R Us, and Isaac Larian, chief executive of MGA Toys, says no retailer is able to fill the void. Apparently, Walmart, Target, and Amazon don't have the shelf space. IKEA is going greener. The furniture and home furnishings chain says it wants to cut greenhouse gas emissions from its production by 80% over about the next 12 years. The change involves its own factories and most of its suppliers. There are now 24 states with average gas prices under $2 a gallon. GasBuddy.com is predicting even lower prices in the next week. The Dow was down 27 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 18, S&P down 6. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
.com.
Michael McDonald. The Season of Peace Holiday and Hits Tour. December 9th, the Virginia Theater, Champaign. Michael McDonald, the night of Christmas music and your favorite hits. Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org or call 356-9063. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Want a great janitorial supply company? Of course you do. I worked for them. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, they have it all, including the Checkmate system and electrostatic sprayer. Keep your workout gym, office, school, radio station, boards, and everything else spray down like a Ghostbuster backpack. So cool. Call Betsy Parks. Call Brad Parks, Betsy and Brad, 359-6262, CMIClean.com, CMIClean.com. Well, you can see Santa Claus tomorrow. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Country Arbor's Shane Coulter. Santa visits tomorrow, 11 to 2:30. How excited are you?
Oh, it's great. It's the only time you'll listen to me. So I get it all. I get everything in right there. I write it in crayon, and I hand it to him tomorrow.
How exciting is this? I mean, you got pets, kids, families, all at Country Arbors. You drive straight down Windsor Road, past 130. Boom, couple miles on your left, you're right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great time. The parents can be out picking out Christmas trees and wreaths, and the kids can be in there giving their holiday wishes to Santa Claus. And we take pictures for free, and we'll send it to you in email so you can get your Christmas cards done by us. I'm not the best photographer, but I'm not too bad.
Well, I get a good look at your thumb a lot, but that's okay. I like your thumb.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's amazing. Cropping will do that. But the weather, you know, if the weather holds off, that's always the hard part is if it rains a little bit. But 62 is a pretty nice temperature.
Are you kidding me? All fun. And describe the reaction to people when they put your fresh Christmas trees in their home and the smell. Oh.
Well, and that's the great thing. So, you know, it's not been fun because it's cold, but trees last long. Bread lasts longer in the freezer. So trees have done a lot better because of the cold. And the downside of that, and I've talked to other people that own other Christmas tree lots, we may all be sold out by this weekend.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, and they say, what, December 1st, December 2nd? But it was so nice last weekend, and then it's been cold in between. Everybody's kind of moved up in time as far as the holidays. So, so the trees, we sold half of them last Saturday, and the weather holds out this weekend. It may be a short run on trees. And that's not to scare people. I know you see all these, oh, trees are short, trees are going to sell out. It's just a reality. I don't want to ruin anybody's Christmas who waits till, you know, does the December 23rd thing and gets their trees. They will put up a Charlie Brown Christmas tree if they wait that long.
Gotcha. Okay, so what are they, $150 each? How much Christmas trees cost?
Christmas trees are about $50 this year. They move on up. I will say people like to get the 8 to 10 footers, which are around $100. But you hear my commercials on your station. There is a terrible tradition of grabbing a dusty old tree from the attic. If once you put a live tree in there and smell that, you're going to want to cut it up and stick it under your car seat because it smells that good.
No, it does smell that good. All right, so do you help me put this on top of my vehicle? How does that work?
Yeah, so that's what we're known for. They say the liability, tying it on a tree, trying it on a top of a car, not when we do it. It's not going anywhere. So we do everything. You pick the tree, we're going to wrap it, tie it up there, and it'll get you all the way home.
Nice.
So
all right.
We do it. Old-fashioned.
When do I come by tomorrow?
We're open from 9 to 4 tomorrow, but Santa Claus is here from 11 to 2:30. But we'll be here, and we're open Sunday as well. So if you just can't make it out or you want to avoid, then you can come Sunday 10 to 4 as well. But I'm looking for a cat. So if anybody brings a cat, nobody's ever brought a cat. They bring dogs all the time.
Huh.
But I'd like to see a cat in the photos. That would be something new. So bring whatever animal you want out here. Bring your, if you got a macaw, bring a macaw. We'd love to see you out here and taking pictures of Santa.
Really, it'd be fun to see 100 dogs chasing one cat, too.
One year, the Andersons did a bunny rabbit shot. We had two bunny rabbits, and they were in our Christmas photo. Have you ever had rabbits?
We haven't had rabbits, but we did have a choir group of young men come and do 5 different outfit changes.
And that's awesome.
They brought their band stuff. They brought elf outfits. They brought tuxedos. And so they came and did a full, like, glamorous shot for all these. It was just fantastic.
All right.
It's here to have a little fun. And, again, we've seen some of the greatest lists from kids I've ever seen. It's just a good time. That's what Christmas is all about. Have a little fun, bring the family, and get out in the fresh air.
Everybody's going to be down there tomorrow, Shane. Have a wonderful weekend, my friend. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, nice talking to you. Thank you.
Shane Coulter, Country Arbors, 11 to 2:30 for Santa tomorrow. Pets and cats and dogs welcome, and bunnies. 728 Country Arbors in Urbana.
There's a time for work, there's a time for play, there's a time to do things you don't do every day, there's a place to go for tools and machines, and people with knowledge about these things, we've been here since 53 to meet your rental needs, when the time comes, we're the place for
ESPN 93.5, call Johnny for a few moments coming up. Mike Ditka, not on today, but perhaps in a week, which I think is amazing, considering he had a minor heart attack just 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Happened about a week and a half ago down in Naples, Florida. We'll talk a little bit more about what we know this morning. Coach Ditka is recovering nicely, is my understanding. A little more on that coming up. 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. A deal to replace NAFTA signed.
Thank you very much, everybody.
President Trump with the leaders of Canada and Mexico on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Argentina. The new agreement.
The USMCA. President Trump describing this as a winner for all countries involved, a winner for North America, but especially a winner for the industries relating to agriculture and autos inside the U.S.
Fox's Blake Berman. And some kids in Florida sickened by gummy bears.
The problem? The candy was laced with cannabis. 5 Mulberry Middle School students got a hold of it, and Polk County Sheriff's deputies were called to the building when they got sick. The kids were taken to the hospital. No word in their conditions.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. An investigation underway into how the kids got the candy. This is Fox News.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Logic. It's a smarter way to work and play your everyday community. They're at 1807 South Neal Street in Champaign. They've got child care, restaurant, fitness, and workplace. Visit LODGIC.org.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. No one was hurt after a house fire in North Champaign. The fire broke out mid-morning at 1308 North Harris Avenue. Two people were displaced in the fire. The home was a one-story fire. Firefighters were able to contain the fire to the one bedroom it started in. The News Gazette says smoke damage was heavy throughout the home. No injuries in a fire that broke out at a single-story home in southeast Urbana. A fully involved fire was coming from the home's garage when crews got there. Investigators are still investigating the cause of that fire. The News Gazette says a man, woman, and two dogs were there at the time. A change is coming to Starbucks. Starbucks has announced that starting in 2019, it'll have new filters in place that'll prevent its customers from using its in-store Wi-Fi from accessing porn and other explicit content. USA Today says the company calls itself a third place, as in a number three comfort spot after home and work. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Logic, an all-new kind of everyday community that makes sense for you. Drop in for the kids to have a safe childcare option to learn and play. As you stay focused nearby in the building with workspace and meeting areas to get the job done, you'll have the flexibility you need to thrive and prosper and keep your energy up with wholesome food options or get in a good workout in their fitness rooms, all under one roof. Logic, an inspiring community for work, play, food, and fun. 1807 South Neal, corner of Neal and St. Mary. Online at LODGIC.org.
Here you go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast for the weekend from the National Weather Service.
Expecting a high 43 today, partly cloudy to start, more clouds and a chance of showers late tonight, low 38. Up to around 65 tomorrow, 100% chance of showers in the forecast, down to around 44 in the evening. We've got fog and mist in the forecast for Sunday morning, otherwise some clouds and a high 48, low 34. Right now we're at 29. ESPN 93.5.
So you're telling me that we've had 15 degrees, now we're going to be 65?
That's right.
Okay.
Welcome to Central Illinois.
All right, well, December is tomorrow. Last day of November, so whatever you do, paid the kids rent yesterday on campus, got that done. Got to do this. Yeah, always by the end of the month, you got to do stuff. Then you got 31 more days, and then you're into the new year, so you got all your tax stuff, whatever you have to do between now and then. Fridays, we've been calling Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. Brother Johnny on the line this morning. Coach is down in Naples recovering. Talked to Diana yesterday, Johnny, and he's doing well. He's got a pacemaker. Can't play golf for a while. Can't really raise his arms. I guess the pacemaker goes what, in the top of the shoulders, wired up? I guess that's how it works.
Well, I'll tell you, you can just see we should probably go play cards with him or something. I don't know, Stevie. He even likes sitting around. I know that.
Well, he'd love playing cards with me because he'd kick my butt in gin rummy. I know that. As he's really good at that's what he'll do. He'll play some cards. He can certainly play that all day, but
okay.
You better bring Johnny's wallet or something because I don't think I can go play gin with Coach Mike.
No, I can't. I forgot how to play.
I did too.
You can forget my wallet or you got a problem.
All right, last night the New Orleans Saints played the Dallas Cowboys. It was just one of those games where I'm not sure I felt the Saints looked their sharpest, and it felt like, to me, Dallas had 13 instead of 11 on defense every time.
Yeah, they were crazy. It was a case where we couldn't block them. There wasn't any pocket to step into, so no matter how good Drew Brees is, you can't throw the ball, where we were dropping them.
Yeah,
we
right.
had an issue. And Stevie, the Cowboys are 6-5 tied with Washington. And they play for Jerry Jones. They're playing for their professional career.
Yeah, right.
This wasn't just, hey, maybe we can beat the Saints. The Saints, we were just having, that was a filler game till we get to the Super Bowl. We needed a little bit of a wake up call because of the fandom and the press. It was ridiculous. I mean, it was nobody can beat us. We'll be
yeah.
the Super Bowl.
Right.
Who are we going to play in the Super
yeah.
Bowl? Would
okay.
you rather play it?
Yeah.
And it was not, I mean, come on, we're only human, Captain. And,
all right. So this was probably a good thing for the push at the end.
Well, I mean, you don't like to lose, but you can take bright side. And I think you get kind of refocused. And we had two Thursday night football games in a row. That'll take you out of your rhythm. And we have 10 days to get ready for Tampa Bay in the dome. And so if we, that'll tell the tale whether we can get right back on our track or not. But they're great. They got to block. I mean, you got to block the guys from getting to Drew Brees or you can't play our game. And so you're right. The defense was unbelievable for Dallas.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, New Orleans defense was good. I mean, we did a good job.
So. No, we did. And it's so much better than the first part of the year. What about the Bears? How good are the Bears? They're 8-3.
The Bears, I don't know if you remember, but they weren't doing great when we went to the Super Bowl, but they beat Minnesota, and they sent Minnesota to the dome, and that's how we got to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And the Bears are about the only team left this year that can beat the Rams. So we're going to count on the Bears to send us to the Super Bowl again. And we want to play, talking to my buddy Bowie and Gary up there, we want to play the Bears in the NFC Championship game. That'd be pretty fun.
Ooh, that'd be down in New Orleans, wouldn't it? It should be.
But we would well. I mean,
hopefully. Yeah, right. Yeah,
Yeah, we don't like going. Yeah. We don't want ice thrown at us again because that's what happened the last time we went to the NFC Championship with the Bears. It was. Maybe they've gotten better, but it was pretty rough for the Saints fans in Chicago.
Yeah.
I think it was about 14 degrees, too.
Yeah. Well, I think Bowie's planning to go to the NFC Championship. He said if you guys had decided that if it happens in the Superdome, then you guys will figure out tickets, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That we'd have to somehow go out there, sure. But,
okay.
It'd be fun, and it's possible. I mean, you're right about the Bears. They're great. They're good defense, and I think their offense is good. It's maybe 6 or 8 teams in the NFC, really, is all that I think are real contenders. So, it's fun when you got a shot.
Well, we hope we can get hold of Coach next week. If he had all kinds of tests. Diana called, said he had a 7 and an 8 o'clock this morning, and I said, let's just wait. Let's just make sure he gets kind of going here, and he had said he's feeling a little bit better, but I know that he just wants to get out and do what he does every single morning in Naples, Florida, and that's play golf. And he likes swimming too, which is great for the body, but I again, with the pacemaker, I'm not sure he's allowed to get that wet and all those other issues. So we'll keep track of that. But I got to tell you, in watching, the news last night, I don't know if it's reached the level of I can't take it anymore. If Stevie J can't take it anymore, most of America is sick and tired of all these gotcha, more investigations, more Russian collusion. I mean, we're pretty, if I'm turning it off, there's a whole lot of America that's just throwing their arms up going, this is ridiculous.
Well, I won't listen to it either. It is ridiculous. I can't do anything about it. I don't think there's anything to it. And it's a shame people are spending so much time on it, but you get one of those independent investigations going, and it's kind of like, you walk into a field and all you see on the ground is $20 bills, and you just start picking them up and pick them up. This is a government-funded investigation, and basically spend as much time as you want, but you don't get paid unless you charge per hour, Steve. And
it's
just gotten to where I think somebody's milking it for all it's worth with political encouragement. And, man, what a gig.
Yeah, and
I don't know how many millions of dollars they've spent.
A lot. There's tens and tens of millions and millions and millions. But I'm telling you, it's just the politics of destruction. Let's rip this guy down. Let's get rid of him. We've got to destroy him and his family. And I'm real, real weary of it. And I'm just wondering if a whole lot of the country is starting to feel that way.
Well, sure, and has been for a while. I think that's one reason Trump was elected, because you saw it from both sides, and you think, let's go get someone from more of the outside in, and look what's happening to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
it's brutal. Brutal to watch.
They didn't, to be honest, Steve, they didn't have quite that kind of investigative environment, but they didn't treat Jimmy Carter all that well either, because he was kind of an outsider from Georgia, a Democrat, and, He didn't get treated but by either side, to be honest.
Right.
And what do they call it, the deep state or the status quo?
Yep. No, listen.
Whatever you want.
Donald Trump went to Washington and he messed up everybody's hair. And the Republicans, a lot of them don't like him either. So we'll see how the next couple of years goes, but he just signed this USMCA trade deal, new deal of NAFTA, and we'll see if the new Congress will ratify it in the first of the year. Johnny, we'll call you in a week. We'll see if you get Coach on, too.
You know, Stevie, one thing about Trump, I don't hear him get much credit for anything. And
no, that's right.
I got to tell you that one of the campaign issues, a big one for me, was what's going on with ISIS and how they were doing. I haven't heard anything about them. They seem to be gone. And there's no discussion about how Trump and the military has been able to handle that. But it's obviously been good.
Well, he empowered his military. They didn't have to call the White House to ask any permission. He just said, General Mattis, you're in charge. And they've been just going at it. And they have decimated ISIS. Doesn't mean they're not a threat anymore, but he certainly has tamped it down.
And where's the, you know, credit for that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're not going to get that.
You got to be fair. It just hasn't been fair. And that's all there is.
It's not equal justice under the law. It isn't at all. And that's just, you know, all the things that occur in Washington. You can always play gotcha with anybody on either side. And I'm telling you, for one, I'm just good luck to the Democrats on legislating, doing all their investigative stuff. But I won't be watching. I can't stand it anymore.
Well, we'll see if they really go through with a lot of that, because it's not going to help them. And I think they would like to have a good chance to take the White House over again, which they do. But if they keep that up, I just think that's the best chance Republicans will have.
Yeah,
so we'll
probably
see.
Johnny, I'll call you in a week. We'll see if Coach will join us next Friday.
Great, Stevie J. Right. Great to hear from you. All righty.
Talk to you soon. Thank you, Brother Johnny, down in New Orleans this morning. And, again, Coach, hopefully next Friday I'll check in with him early in the week, see if he's up to it. And, yeah, Gin Rummy is his game, and he does play a lot of Gin Rummy, so maybe he could do a lot of that. He'd have to get the fellas part to come to his house.
John's in a great chapter of life with those grandkids.
Yeah, loves
that.
Boy, he
gets
grandkids.
The phones out and shows you the pictures as soon as you see them. It's awesome.
Three girls and a boy, grandkids, and enjoying them. 743 Sports Headlines next, ESPN 93.5.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From railing and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, Trex is engineering what's next in outdoor living. Trex products are available at Alexander Lumber. Call us at 217-352-5175 or visit us at www.alexlbr.com.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
It's a time of year for reflecting and being thankful. This is Brittany Kluber. At Prospect Bank, we are grateful for our customers. So we are offering a Thankful Opportunity CD special. Open a new CD with a minimum of $500 to earn 2.25% annual percentage yield for 12 months all the way to 2.45% APY for 24 months. Plus, you can increase your earnings by adding money at any time. See us today to open your Thankful Opportunity CD. Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank. Online at bankprospect.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I know for a fact you get a great deal today, last day of the month, at Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. It's the last day of the month, and it's about getting you as a long-term customer. I mean, dealerships make some money on sales, but it's about the relationship. It's about the long-term. Everybody gets online and they navigate and they negotiate.
Right.
And you're so mad about that $150.
Right.
Listen, go. They deserve to make a little profit. Let them have it. It's all about who's going to take care of you.
Right. And you had that situation inside the last week with the garage door.
It's really important to have a car guy. Ben Quattrone is the car guy, and he's at Honda BMW, and they've got pre-owned. They're a Honda award-winning dealer. You got the Beamer side where you can eat off the floor. I check it regularly. DriveChampagne.com off Neil at Burr Wash, and go in today because the weather's so nice. And get yourself a wonderful deal last day of the month. Honda BMW, DriveChampagne.com, DriveChampagne.com. Michael McDonald, formerly of Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan fame. I didn't know Steely Dan. I mean, I didn't know he played for Steely Dan before Doobie Brothers. Anyway, he'll be at the Virginia Week from Sunday. I have tickets to give away that will be coming up next. Stand by a Week from Sunday. Here's your sports headlines.
Illini Nation getting ready to support our volleyball team in the NCAA tournament first round at Huff, Dayton, and Louisville at 4. And then we'll take on Eastern Michigan at 7. Of course, if the teams win, they'll advance into tomorrow. And if they win that, then next weekend, too. So pretty cool that we can host the first and second rounds. On to the Big Ten basketball action tonight at the end of November for Michigan State and Rutgers and Wisconsin and Iowa. Minnesota takes on Oklahoma State. Illinois Sunday at Nebraska at 4. Did you hear about Tommy La Stella from the Cubs?
Yeah, he's one of Joe Madden's favorites. They traded him.
I know. $100,000 or a player to be named. He's off to the West Coast to play for the L.A. Angels.
Wait a minute. He, only $100,000.
I know.
Wow.
I was thinking that, too. L.A. Lakers over the Pacers 104-96. Detroit and Bulls tonight. Winnipeg Jets over the Blackhawks 6-5. This Patrick Lane scored twice to become the fourth youngest NHL player in history to reach 100 and 101 goals in his 20 years of age. Top on that list is Wayne Gretzky. Pretty good company there. Cowboys over the Saints 13-10 yesterday. Sorry, Stevie.
Whatever.
Indiana and Jacksonville. Bears and New York Giants and Arizona and Green Bay coming up in the noon hour on Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, by the way, Johnny, based on what Johnny said about the Saints, hey, who are we playing in the Super Bowl? Nobody can, I mean, may have been a good thing to kind of straighten them out. But the Dallas Cowboys are like nuts. I mean, they played great. Michael McDonald, Week from Sunday at the Virginia Theater. Probably a really good show. If you'd like to win, was it a pair?
Yes.
Pair of tickets. Virginia Theater's not a bad seat in the house. Certainly you'll be able to hear. All you have to do is text in MM, as in Michael McDonald. Text MM, Michael McDonald, 359-2255, 359-2255, and, I don't know, 10th, 15th text, what do you want?
Let's go 13.
13th text in right now, MM, Michael McDonald, Week from Sunday, good luck!
The season of peace and holiday hits. Starts at 7, by the way.
Let's go, 7 o'clock.
The tickets are between 50 and 80 if you're saying, I just want to go. It's time for a date night.
Wow.
December 9th.
We're giving out $100 right now.
There you go.
Nice. Good luck.
Michael McDonald. The Season of Peace Holiday and Hits Tour. December 9th. The Virginia Theater. Champaign. Michael McDonald. The night of Christmas music and your favorite hits. Have yourself tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org or call 356-9063. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casimir, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carroll. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit cublindman.com.
We appreciate you. I talk about it all the time. What do you want them to know about Darren Lewis and all your other brothers and sisters in the field?
You know, I just want people to know we're people just like everybody else. Just because we put a uniform on doesn't make us different than you or the next person at Meyer that's, you know, greeting us at the door. We're people. We just have a job to do, and sometimes people critique that because of what we have to handle it or what we have to do. But, you know, after a call, or we're constantly in the community reaching out to people and talking, and I feel like not just our agency, but a lot of agencies do that, and people just got to realize it's a job, we do it, and we want to go home to our families just like everybody else does.
Well, tip of the cap to you, my friend. Well,
thank you.
You know a lot about sports.
I definitely am a sports junkie. I follow Illini hardcore.
Hey, thank you and congratulations.
Can I give a shout-out real quick?
Of course.
I want to give a shout-out to Mid-Pro K-9 head trainer Tony Pyatt for believing in me and laying the proper foundation for me to be successful on the street with my K-9 partner and I.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewwash in Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
He's Illini True, Orange and Blue. He's lived it, and now you can hear it from him directly. Join Illini great and All-American linebacker Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy insight into Illinois and Big Ten football all season, thanks to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Mosser Shoes, Coldwell Banker Marvin Turner, and Flooring America. Can't catch the show live? Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
Kim, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You win. You win tickets. Michael McDonald will be a week from Sunday, Virginia Theater. It's a 7 o'clock show.
Sounds great.
Congratulations. You graduated from Eastern.
I did.
Cardinal Caravaner.
That's right.
When did the Cardinals have that presser for Bryce Harper again?
Hopefully today.
I got my Cardinal jacket on, thinking the same thing, Kim. No, we got this. I heard Chris Bryant's coming over too. That'd be really good.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Hey, Kim, enjoy these tickets, my friend. Thanks for listening from Arcola.
Certainly will. Thank you, sir.
You betcha. Michael McDonald, again, week from Sunday. A few more pair to give away next week. All right. It'll be good.
I was just looking at CurtisOrchard.com about their breakfast with Santa.
Well, that's tomorrow on Sunday.
It is.
Yeah.
Over the top with Debbie and Randy Graham.
But can you make cookies there?
They have cookie decorating.
Oh, come on.
And unlimited drinks, and they have the hot cider, of course. They have cold cider. They have hot spice cider. They have hot tea and coffee. And the breakfast casserole with sausage and pancakes and applesauce. Wow. Over the top on the food part, and I expect that out of the Flying Monkey Cafe at Curtis Orchard.
Right.
They say, you know, you have that opportunity to visit with Santa after he hops off the horse-drawn carriage at Curtis Orchard today and tomorrow.
That sounds like pictures to me.
But they want you, and they will have a professional photographer there. They want you to, of course, make that $20 reservation ahead of time, because they kind of have assigned seating so that you know what you're doing when you get there with ample time and get yourself settled in. But they have a print-up of the Santa letter. Dear Santa, Christmas is always here. I've been blank this year.
Great. You've been great this year. Oh, yeah.
Please visit my house on Christmas Eve. I promise to leave blank and blank
cookies
for you.
Cookies and milk.
For your reindeer,
for you.
I will leave blank.
Reindeer food.
My Christmas wish is... And then there's six slots.
Wow.
For
six things. Wow.
Merry Christmas, Santa Love, blank.
This could take a while.
Please tell the elves and Mrs. Claus, blank.
Okay.
So they have a letter that you can print up at CurtisOrchard.com. And again, CurtisOrchard.com, right. They do have a few slots left, especially in the 1 o'clock session, but 9, 11, and 1.
That's Saturday and Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Curtis Orchard, off Duncan in Champaign. Explore issues that matter to you most, your family, and your financial future. Busey's magazine, The Pillar, the fall issue is now available. They got a lot of good tips in there. You've got your list. You checked it twice. Beware of humbugs. Shop safe. Stay jolly with tips for the holiday shopping season. In A Family Affair, which is a piece in this month's Pillar, Busey introduces you to and shares the unique stories of three booming family businesses around here. Check it out. Establishing a credit history is a financial mileage for many people. Busey looks at a variety of options on how to establish good credit. It's all in Busey's magazine for the fall, The Pillar. Great resource for readers in all life stages. From financial insights to investment trends, The Pillar covers topics that matter most to you. To read The Pillar or to request a copy of the magazine, visit the publications page in the Resource Center at Busey.com or stop by any of their convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member, FDIC.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
I think Ben is higher up on the positional hierarchy of football and allowed more leeway. Coaches can criticize players. Players can't criticize coaches. Quarterbacks are seen as an extension of the coaching staff or more of an extension than a wide receiver. Not all the time in a healthy way, because not all guys are leaders, but they are given the opportunity to be leaders. And oh, by the way, Roethlisberger's won two Super Bowls. So all of that is going to give him more leeway to criticize his teammates than a wide receiver who's won nothing. It's not the NBA. It's not just how good you are. That's why I think we generally give quarterbacks more opportunity to criticize.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.